Of the Crab Cracker, our local advertising and literary journal, must surely have felt my discomfort last week when the Cracker issued its apology for offending you readers with a humor column by fellow satirist Tim Jones's view from the bleachers. Surely I would be hauled in next and forced to confess my sarcastic crimes. Tim had upset some of you with his reference to the starving kids in Africa who he had planned to help with his Powerball winnings. Well, after he'd bought a few Picassos and a jet and some other items most of us would purchase without one iota of thought for the poor or the struggling or the... Okay, better not get me going. Let me say straight up, Tim is a very funny guy. You meet him, you'll realize he's a nice guy too. He didn't win the Powerball lottery, but you know what? He'd already sponsored a couple of kids in Africa for 7 years through World Vision. You or me sponsor any? No, didn't think so. I've read and reread his article to see if maybe there was a hint of something dark and sinister lurking under the real point, which is that we lottery fantasists are narcissistic materialists. Maybe, just maybe, this is the rub with the folks who missed Tim's sarcasm. Only kidding. We live in a world these days that's mostly lost its sense of humor. Any perceived offense, fire away on Facebook. Write a letter to the editor. Shoot out a bad review. I'm not completely against political correctness, but for the love of Bob Hope, not every grievance is punishable by banishment. If it were, we'd put an end to these embarrassing GOP debates. Only kidding. Only kidding, of course. I don't know who's amputating funny bones in the dead of night, but they've gone missing. I checked with my insurance company and discovered to my horror they do not cover funny bone repair or replacement. So blame Obamacare. I'm only kidding, of course. But before I end up giving a lame lecture about what makes comedy funny, let me just apologize ahead of time for some of my upcoming so-called humor sketches in case I step on any toes. Only kidding, trust me. For those with sensitive elbows, maybe just stick to the word of the day column a few doors down. Won't make you laugh, but I'm betting that hasn't happened in a very long time. Oh, stop. I'm only pulling your leg.